Gonna be a good show. Good evening, Melrosians the world over. I'm Tom Catalini.
I'm Sam Hammer.
And I'm Tom Shampoo.
And this is Let's Talk Melrose. Melrose, a show where Melrosians talk to Melrosians about Melrose. What's happening,
what else,
Tom?
What else is there? What's happening?
What's the word on the street?
Word on the street is Sunday was my anniversary, 23 years. Thank you very much.
I heard about that.
And you guys too, right?
Yeah, so I had my anniversary too. As well. So mine's the 29th. Is yours?
Whoa, yeah. Wow. That's way ahead of me. Well, and yours was over the weekend as well? Same.
Wait, what's the date of your wedding anniversary?
May 1st, Sunday.
Oh, May 1st. Okay, all right. Well, we're being a little bit more
what
specific
year?
Here. Yeah.
What year did you this happen? What me, years?
99. That's 23 years.
Yeah, 95 for us. And okay. We celebrated. So we did a hoity-toity weekend down at Auto Camp in Cape Cod, which is glamping, as they say. In the
out of the zip code. You can out glamp right here in Melrose if you want.
Yeah. Well, we do that every day. So
we also left the zip code on Sunday evening to go see the Temptations live show performance. It's a play. It's more like the Jersey Boys. It's a story about the Temptations.
Oh, okay.
Over at the Opera House downtown Boston. Phenomenal show. Great music. Good to be out. It's a packed, well, it's a half packed house. And I was telling Sam earlier, also checking vaccination cards on your phone and also handing masks out. Everybody had to wear a mask still. So they're still cautious over there at the Opera House in downtown Boston.
Yeah, I see a mix. Mix in town of, I think, increasing mask wearing, I would say. A lot of people. But anyway, you're on topic going to a live show where we've got some special guests here tonight. We're going to talk about theater performances right here in Melrose with some broken leg.
Two Toms, two Sams, a Becca. We're going to have all kinds of stuff going on.
All right.
Yes, our friends from Broken Leg Productions will be coming to talk about their program this summer, but also that Becca was a part of the Phantom of the Opera, which happened in Melrose this past weekend.
How'd it go, Sam? Did you attend?
It was, of course. My kids went twice. I wish I could have gone twice. But it was phenomenal. It was just so great. The talent was outstanding, and I've been trying to articulate this to thank all the families who are a part of Melrose Drama for really laying some solid foundation for the rest of us coming behind them. It was a little sad to think that may be the last performance I see two Sams and a Jackson on stage at the same time. So, but it was unbelievable. Unbelievable.
You might see him on Broadway someday down there, you know. Down
that's
the
true.
Line.
On that, I said maybe on that stage. So I think when we get them on, we'll talk about where we might see them on a different stage around the area. Right. But I would be remiss if I didn't just mention that the world is falling apart again. There are lots of people who are all the people that are watching, and of course those who aren't, who are taking a somber moment to think about our women's reproductive rights are being about to be rescinded, or hopefully not. And it's been really frustrating. So I know tonight is about Melrose, but it does impact Melrosians pretty poignantly. And so I didn't want to just not mention anything at all. So.
No, I'm glad you did. I mean, you know, we've had these kind of national or international stories that impact us directly or indirectly in a way that we just can't leave it alone. We have to talk about. We have to say or acknowledge that that we know what's going on and it affects people's lives.
Yeah. So we'll see how things progress and see how Melrose responds. I think we should move on. I did put my voting shirt on. Not that it matters as much on here, but we need to like
yeah, your
buckle up again, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's just dramatic the way that the news broke and what's happening. And then you quickly get a rundown on some of the coverage about some of the, you know, protections that are in place in a place like Massachusetts and things going the other way in other states. And so, yeah, I mean, it's just funny, you know, you think, I don't know, there's just a lot going on and it's kind of shocking and surprising and dramatic turns at every.
Right.
So often here, I don't know, it just seems like for a long time there weren't a lot of major issues on the plate, and now it's one after the other all the time. So yeah, it ties into everything, getting out and voting and making sure your voice is heard. And yeah, nothing seems to be settled anymore,
right? I'm thinking back, you mentioned Jackson a few minutes ago, and I'm thinking back to when George Floyd was killed, and Melrosian's kind of stepping up, and in this case Jackson, you know, organizing and leading this right. this beautiful protest gathering over on Lynn Fellsway. So I imagine and hope that we see Melrosian stepping up and raising their voice and making a point.
I mean, there was already a protest, I think, this evening. But for those who can't make it to downtown Boston to hold a sign and scream or wear pink hats, I think it'll be interesting what we're called to help with on this front and other fronts, but we'll see. All so right. Anyway, thinking of everyone who's,
you know. Okay.
All right.
Well, get on that note,
we'll get on to the local news.
Also, we needed a laugh.
Hey, when is Jen coming back, by the way?
I heard
flash up that photo. I saw her recently.
I heard late 2024. I don't know.
Okay. So that photo
after the midterms.
That photo was also taken at Newsies.
The Newsies. Look at that. I love that picture of you guys.
Where we were sponsors of the season.
That's right.
And yes, Jen is wrapping up this week with school, and I will pull her by her ponytails to get back on the show.
So I did see, it must have been on social media, I did see a picture of Jen looking just like Jen does, which is just, she's so adorable when she's making funny faces and all that, but she's in class, I guess, at BU or something with somebody else, and so looks like she's enjoying the last week of school.
She's making the world a better place in a different, slightly different way than what we do here on the show.
But, exactly.
She'll be back.
Try and make the world a better place. Yeah.
So that's news item number one. But
Also, the chief of police, Mike Lyle, is retiring after 35 years on the force, 15 years as the chief.
Wow. Do we know when is retiring? Do we know when it ends?
Oh, okay. It's a mandatory retirement. So I was reading the Melrose Weekly, who covered this in the latest issue, and it's, I didn't realize this when it was first announced, it's a forced retirement at 65.
Okay.
So, and I think they might have said he turned 65 in November of this year. So they've announced his retirement, and the mayor has hired some municipal consulting agency that helps fill these positions, and they're running some kind of survey so that people can give a feedback from the community that is incorporated into the process somehow. And I'm sure Sam's going to post the link. But that's a big change after 15 years of as chief and 35 years on the force. So we wish him well. And it was interesting. Then I flipped the page, and the Melrose Police is running the Junior Police Academy for grades 4 to 8. It's a 3-week program. I think they get to meet police officers and probably fire off the sirens and drive around the. I don't know exactly what they do, but it's a 3-day program. So they're grooming. After this next police chief retires, maybe we'll have one of these kids come and be police chief. So the academy is there for a
couple years down.
This is a past life of mine, and definitely not in 2021 or 22. But I have always wanted to, I loved Police Academy 2 when they did this.
Oh my God.
When they did, it was Citizens on Patrol, remember? And
they
brought in regular citizens and trained them enough to. And I have
to enforce the law.
Yes. I don't have that drive anymore to tell people when they're doing something wrong or they should slow down or stop doing something naughty. I don't have that as much anymore.
I wonder how the Police Academy movies hold up. Some of these movies don't hold up.
My guess is not very well.
My guess would be not so. You know what does? Pee-wee's Big Adventure, by the way, comes from the 80s to present day, and it's rock solid. So
it hasn't changed.
Not for sale, Francis. But anyway, I did get this survey. I was notified thanks to the show in our show notes. Yeah. I guess it also went out through email. Yeah. I've been sharing it a little bit on social media to people who really should be filling this thing out. So definitely go in there. It talks about what type of character and
the tasks.
So I think it's interesting. I can't wait to also see the results, but then hope that the firm that is doing this work will also have some live conversations around what this community is looking for and public safety in 2022.
Yeah. And then the position, though, is ultimately appointed by the mayor, though, right?
I wonder. Yeah, I guess so.
I think that's how it works. It's not an elected position.
It is not an elected position.
It's council. I think it's part of the executive branch, and the mayor hires the police chief. So
it's not like a committee of three, like say LTMM right here. It's not like
a panel
of three people weighing in. And...
it's definitely
written into
not
the
us.
Bylaws is LTMM shall make no decisions without Jen LeClaire on the panel.
That needs to be in the picture.
If you want it to be thoughtful, yes.
Good decision.
I did take the survey, by the way, because Sam sent it earlier today, and I was like, I'm going to take this survey. It seems a little bit longer than it probably needs to be. There are a couple of questions that are like rank 1 through 10, the 10 things on the sheet. So you have to rank them all 1 through 10. And then there's a couple more that are like, you know, check the top 5 that you feel apply for this question. And so it's things like Sam said, it's things like, you know, how important is integrity? How important is honesty? Like things like, you're like, well, it's a police chief. I would hope it's very important. So it felt a little bit like it was almost too much to kind of manage it, because it's, again, a lot of things to navigate through. But the flip of that is I'm glad there's something out there that people can say they had a chance to weigh in.
It's a good start to a conversation, it's the listening side, but I'm excited for more and look forward to more.
Every great journey starts with one step, Sam, right? So, so they say.
That's what they say. Speaking of steps, get your steps in on your way to Healthy Melrose on Saturday.
Nice. Look at that.
Well,
like a pro.
I'm trying to close my rings, which are closed, by the way.
Okay.
Yes, I'm working very hard. So 10 to 1:30, I think that's May 7th, is Saturday, at Fred Greenfield. Yeah. It should be pretty fun. I've been a few times, and I really enjoy it. There's lots of stuff.
Yes.
So.
Yep.
And Tom Shampoo will be there from 11 to 1, shaking hands, signing autographs.
as much as I can.
General and meet and greet.
Showing off his Tybo.
Yes.
I'll have like a red stanchion in front of me so you can't get too close. You have to stay back a little bit. You can look, but you can't get too close.
6 feet isn't just for COVID, my friend.
What's that?
6 feet isn't just for COVID. Mr. Shampoo would need some space. Oh, Mr. Shampoo,
speaking
will see
of
you
space,
now.
Speaking Mr. of space and moving
speaking
space,
of, speaking of moving along. Space, the library. This is I love it, Sam. Good job. The library, as people know, is due for a major renovation. So there is a process where they're going to be moving the library. The full slate of library holdings has to get moved out of the building for this renovation, which is a major renovation, obviously. So it's being moved in August over to the BB School, and that will become the temporary library. So folks, make sure that you're aware of that in August, that if you're looking for a book, go to the BB School. And then construction will begin in January, and it's supposed to last January of 23. It'll last probably a full 2 years. So I think the fall of 2024, when they finish, and then this can be a grand opening, we hope, a reopening of the library and parties and fun and all that great stuff.
I tell you, we were down in Falmouth, Mass, and we went into the public library there because it was open and it was a nice day. It was a beautiful space. So it reminded me of this project, and I can't wait till we have like a cool space
at the library. A couple floors. Yeah, it's going to be beautiful.
Speaking of floors, nope, that doesn't work. But I think, Tom, you put this in.
So updates. I'm flipping through the Melrose Weekly, and I love the letters to the editor. And there are some, you know, there's some anger at the decision about the Red Raiders name change to the Red Hawks. And it was interesting. It caught my attention that there were some folks talking about now that, you know, they can put this directly on the ballot and they're going to collect signatures. And I'm reading the article and I'm wondering about this. But I guess they had to collect them for some reason by May 1st, which was already over by the time I read this article. Huh. And then I was scrolling around on the community page. So I didn't know if this ever had any momentum. There were a lot of people who didn't like the name change at all or to the Red Hawks. And, you know, they wanted to take it to a vote, but I was unclear whether this thing ever got. I just saw that one letter and then I was like, ooh, maybe the movement is afoot, but it seemed to have fizzled out already. So I didn't know if anybody knew anything about that. And I was trying to figure out how that works. And some of the requirements might be steep in terms of the number of signatures you need to put something on there.
All right. Well,
I realized that there was a deadline of May 1st.
It said that in the letter. I don't know if that, if maybe I got that wrong, but File at the city. Okay, so they got enough signatures. So Melissa, will that make the ballot?
I don't know, but she is a fountain of knowledge because she also has that. She also has
2,400 signatures, she's saying.
And she also has Mother's Day run on Sunday. Don't forget that.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. That's right.
Is it Mother's Day this weekend?
Yes, it is.
On Sunday.
It's your day, Sam.
It's never my day. It is never my day.
It's your special day.
That's a great event.
That's so funny because I had it in the back of my mind thinking that Mother's Day was not this weekend, but the next weekend. But it is this weekend.
It is this weekend, yes.
It is the day in which all dads get to sleep in our home. And moms still have to get up and do the things. So
that doesn't seem right. That's not what seem right.
We won't go any further than that. I've already been poking too much.
Yeah.
But here's the... here's the link to sign up for the Mother's Day.
For the Mother's Day run.
That's
Please
a great event. That's,
Which yeah, is that's Sunday. So are you all ready for Mother's Day? You got things going planned?
Oh, Tom yeah. I just can't discuss it right now. That's all.
I actually sent a text. Don't tell my wife. I sent a text to my kids and I said, don't forget. And they both responded. They both responded within 10 minutes and said, oh, we know.
Yeah. So not only will I be getting a bowling ball, but John will also be buying a Carvel cake in the shape of a whale saying to a whale of a wife. But yes, I'm
Fudgy the whale.
Another Simpsons whale. Reference. Yep. Thank you.
To a whale of a wife.
Yeah. All right. One last quick thing.
And then we have to go because we have people waiting.
I know. I'm sorry. So, okay. So we've been trying to get Alona Palladi on our show for a little bit. She's the woman who, no. I'm not ready. She's the woman who has been fundraising to deliver medical supplies, materials, and things to Ukraine. She's from the Ukraine. She still has family and friends back there, and so there is a fundraiser which I'll share. But I unfortunately was approached by somebody through Instagram messages who pretended to be her, asking for Amazon gift cards and send it to this email, and I sent her a message on the side asking, because it just seemed a little strange. So don't do that if you've been messaged through Instagram. But she is working with teams of volunteers all over Western Ukraine, and they provide free art therapy sessions for refugee children, helping them to recover from trauma. Oh. So here's the link to the Facebook fundraiser. So please do that. Because it's a wonderful thing that we can do. And she's great. She's pivotal to that. So there's that. But without further ado, I'm super pumped to bring back our friends from Broken Leg Productions. We had Adam on last year, and they're back with the summer programming. I just love theater, as you know, and I love theater in Melrose and what it does for us. So Becca and Sam are coming back on, Becca Flint and Sam Sweet, to come on the show and talk about
for music.
Yeah.
For Tom
I just, Kevin. I'll keep talking until the music comes on. Hey!
All right.
Welcome.
So, Becky, you're muted, but thanks for coming. Sam, do you want to say hi to your mom before you forget?
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Avid follower, big fan, always here. So I made sure she was tuned in. Upstairs. Hey. So if you hear an echo, that's why.
Well, thank you both so much for coming on. As you know, I'm a huge fan. I'm a big supporter of Broken Leg Productions specifically, but also theater. Theater in Melrose, as I have seen, not only for myself, but also for my kids, how it transforms human beings. So do you want to just talk about like how far... She's so sweet. She used your last name. I would love to hear what's happened with Broken Leg since we last talked last year.
Yeah. So you guys spoke with Adam sort of in the middle of last summer, right? Mm-hmm. So following last summer, we did go on kind of a hiatus. We, as you know, were continued finding ways to keep programming going through the pandemic, which is something we were really, really proud of, but also something that kind of took a really big hit. You know, many, many other organizations closed down or had to go to virtual platforms and things like that. We were really, really proud of the fact that we were able to like find safe ways to still get our kids together and give them the chance to like keep doing what they really needed to be doing, especially in those moments. But it did take a toll on on all of us, physically, spiritually, emotionally, and financially. So following last summer, we did kind of go on hiatus for a little bit. And in the course of that pause, Adam also had some kind of major life changes. And so he has moved out of the area. And so when that decision came that he was going to be stepping away, he pretty much said to me, you know, do you want it or should we call it a day? And I said, sure, if the interest is there, let's give it a shot. But I also knew I couldn't. I couldn't do it the way we had been. And, you know, God love him. He was like a one man machine with me there just trying to like prop up the edges. And I knew I couldn't do that. So we did transition to a nonprofit. Samantha's one of our board members. Some of the others are watching. Hi, friends. And so we are now structured as a nonprofit. And we're kind of kicking back into gear for this summer, trying to relaunch. Our summer programming has kind of always been at the core of what we do. So we really pushed hard to try to get back for this summer. So that's where we're at, and that's what we're doing. We're running two youth programs and two programs for our high school, college level this summer.
Yeah. So that last time you, yeah. So, you know, one thing I just wanted to underscore, because I've kind of been, at least able to watch the journey is, you know, community theater in Melrose, but community theater especially is so precious that at the thought of losing it, the community responded like these, the parents and students and you both, coalesced and really put a lot of energy and effort into keeping it alive, creating it as an organization, a nonprofit company that now has more ability to do things. Mm-hmm. But that's really telling at the power of not of theater, but again, having it a theater in Melrose or having that this Melrose community mm-hmm. Coalesce around the work that had been done in this energy around Broken Leg. So I'm super grateful, again, as a customer, but, how are you, so what's up next? Like, what are you guys working on for the summer? You mentioned you're going to have some shows, two shows each. I'll put the links up.
What are those shows?
What are you going to be doing?
Yes. So for our youth programming, we've switched things a little bit this summer. We're trying out something new. I don't know how it's going to go. I'm hopeful. but we're doing what we're calling a mini session. So it's like a 1 week mini session, just one Monday through Friday for our youth kids. So kids entering grades 5 through 9. And we're going to perform the Music Man Kids in that 1 week. Yeah. So they'll come in for that 1 week. I think, you know, as we were kind of debating and talking about different programming models and what did we want things to look like, the idea of doing a shorter program was one that came into the mix. I'm curious to see how it goes. I really like this idea because I know I have, you know, a few friends whose kids are like hitting that age and they're like, I think they can be theater kids, but I don't know. I want to try it. So I think like this is a good like trial for those people who might want to haven't really done this before, but want to kind of see a little like theatrical appetizer. Or, you know, on the flip side, I think back to when I was that age, I couldn't do summer theater that my friends all did because I traveled. I was usually away for a couple weeks, kind of in the middle of the window. So I wasn't able to do the programs that all my friends did. So this can maybe be an option for those people.
This is our secretary, by the way.
But it's did you mention it was the Music Man that we're
yes.
doing? Yes. Okay.
Yeah. So that one's going to be the Music Man Kids. So it's like a shortened, truncated version of Music Man.
So not 76 trombones, maybe like 45.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I mean,
maybe
I think
more like 20.
Yeah. and what are the ages of the kids in the Music Band? What's the age range?
So that'll be students entering fifth graders through entering ninth graders. So like okay, your great. current fourth to eighth grade.
Same as a police academy.
There you go. So merge the two.
They can do both. It's a 1 week program.
Can you do the police academy as a play? So Sam can be in the play, the police academy, Citizens on Patrol.
We'll have to work that one out.
So Sam, I'm wondering if you can tell us under the new structure, what's it mean to be a board member? You know, and what's new?
Yeah.
What's the advantage?
Oh,
of being
thank
a
God. I was like,
I think we're definitely like figuring that out, especially now. It's really all hands on deck. Like we're doing a lot and trying to do a lot really fast. So I've been learning, like I'm our treasurer. So I've been learning like new financial software. I'm shocked at how much like online software platforms for like websites and card reader, like there's just a million things that you don't think about. So we're supporting Becca on like that aspect. So she's more in charge of what you would think of as like running a summer theater program. And we're trying to take the load of like all of the administration off of that, which has been really interesting. An exciting learning experience for me as someone that's grown through theater.
That's great. And Becca, that being a nonprofit, Sam alluded to, like, it lets you do some things that maybe weren't possible or as easy to do. Like, what are those things? What does that mean?
I mean, I think the biggest thing probably is coming in terms of like fundraising.
Okay.
It opens up windows for grant opportunities that we weren't able to necessarily get before. We have a great team of people on our advisory board that's our like our grants team that's working to try to find things for us in that way. And it also means that for people that want to support us and want to donate, your donations are now tax deductible. I'll give a quick little plug on our website. There is a donate button. You can do a one-time donation or set up a monthly recurring donation if you're feeling fancy. Go for it. BrokenLegProductions.com.
Nice.
Yeah.
All of our registration information for all four of our summer programs is there. Music Man, as well as Shrek Jr. is our other youth show. That's our 4 week program. And then for our high school kids, Drowsy Chaperone and Carrie.
So I'm thinking about sort of different ways that people can engage, right? So you just mentioned donations, which is probably very critical, and you'd like to welcome anybody and everyone who wants to donate. How do you feel the pipeline is for young talent trying to learn more about it, be engaged with the acting of that? Are there a lot of kids coming to be involved in this? And then are you also feeling that the audiences are there when the shows are happening?
Hopefully, we're gonna find out. In the past, yes, and I am hopeful. It seems like there's some good energy around that kind of continuing. So you know, that's always the hope. That's one of those things that you're never really sure of from show to show to show. Is like, yeah. how's this one gonna do? Who are we gonna get? It's always kind of hit or miss. But we do have a really great core group of kids. You were talking about some of them earlier, that I anticipate we will see back. nag.
haven't registered yet. We're waiting.
But you know, we've got a really great core group of students, and really strong, as Sam Hammer was alluding to earlier, like core community support. You know, we're always looking to expand that as well. I think that's one of the exciting things. We have some new, like refer a friend type of programs.
We've been looking at like our numbers of people who have applied already, and a lot of them have been new names, which has been really exciting. Sometimes, especially with theater programs, we like get in the rut of the same students over and over again. So it's been really cool to see new names coming in and getting involved.
Yeah. And I can't say enough as a parent, obviously, not only is like the theater part the best, but also from a time perspective, this is the first thing that our kids have really ever done in the summer. It's 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, for several weeks at a time. It just made all the difference last year. And I think it's for working families, working parents who need that time to be covered, juggling camps one week at a time, and the cost of those types of juggling camps, well, not just juggling, obviously, but whatever the other camps are where they're on wait lists already and egregiously expensive, this provides such a well-rounded, cost-effective opportunity. So I'm super grateful, again, that it's resurrected.
We are. And
you, they, but I think you both went last year to see Mary Poppins, at least, right? Tom and Tom?
Oh, both. Yeah, both of who?
You guys.
I did not see Mary Poppins.
What? I don't think I saw it, no.
Yes, you were sitting right next to me.
Okay, that was great.
It was so good, he just dreams about it now.
I'm just so focused on the Music Man Jr. that I'm too focused on the future shows that are coming down the pipe.
Right. So one of our top fans was in the Music Man when he was a younger person and has a VHS of it that we may have to
digitize that.
We have to break that out.
Yeah. We have to team do that.
Yeah.
On the big screen.
So, I mean, the other thing is, you know, just spitballing here, but we could do LTMM live on the stage. You know, that would probably sell out pretty quickly.
I think they just are going to ask us to sponsor again.
Yeah.
Yeah, which we're happy to do.
We can make a great musical out of it.
Yeah. Well, we have the music for that. We're going to hear that soon. I think we're probably getting close to time to wrap. It's been so great
we should have some kind of a contest where the winner gets like a cameo walk-on in the play of some sort. You know how they do that for like TV shows?
Right?
You
gotta... Yes. Actually, for our Kickstarter that we just closed up a week ago, we offered people who donated enough to have a prop that they're going to have on stage this summer. So that'll be fun. Like, people are going to donate an item and they'll get to see it
on stage.
And the prop can be anything that the donor decides?
Yeah. Yeah,
I wonder what we could use as a prop. Yeah.
So I think there's going to be all sorts of interesting things in the Ben and Cher's apartment in Drowsy Chaperone, and maybe kicking around in the swamps in Shrek.
Yes. Oh, cool. Well, awesome. So I'm so grateful that you came on. We're going to pump this up as much as we can, but the story, if I had to write a headline, is like, this is what Melrosians do. If we want something, we just do it our damn selves. So thank you both for your energy and to the board members that are watching and advisory. Theater in Melrose would be, we are on, again, we have a nice solid foundation to carry the rest of us, to get the rest of us on board. Thanks to all of you and all of you watching. So,
and the city is better because you're all doing the work that you're doing. So thank you for that. Absolutely. Tremendous thanks.
Absolutely. Yep. Thank you. All right. Thanks. We'll see you at the show and we'll see you around town.
You didn't know you'd have to dance, did you?